The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with further assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
One, two, three. The Firehouse Follies is on the air. Good afternoon, and welcome to Foul Experiences, the Firehouse Folly Spring Radio Variety Show extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Auditorium, downtown in the fifth most exciting city in Indiana. Today's show features the Chicago-based duo Small Potatoes, along with singer and songwriter Art Heckman, our own gospel girls, the hard-working Firehouse Rounders, Arbutus Cunningham, and the Unusual Suspects radio acting troupe, and Dan Salvaggi on sound effects. We're sponsored today by Ivy Tech Community College and the Friday Folk Acoustic Music Series, and as always, Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises. I'm Brian Roberts, and join me in welcoming two of the demented minds behind these shows, Mr. Richard Fish and his colonelship himself, Mike Kelsey.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out on what I'm sure we all hope is the beginning of spring here in Bloomington. The sun's out, but I'm not sure it's got the full idea yet. It's been a long, long winter, and we're here today to celebrate its demise.
That's right, Richard, and its end, too, we hope.
Yes, indeed. Colonel Kelsey, something feels different about this room today. Now, any idea what that might be?
It's probably the new name. We're now in the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Auditorium. They renamed it after John Weikart when he retired from Ivy Tech Community College and went to work for the city of Bloomington as an associate assistant deputy mayor.
Yes, that's right. Well, John, we were actually expecting John to be with us today for this show, but I guess it turns out that somebody in his family was expecting, and we found out just today that he has a new grandbaby.
Do you know whether he's a grandfather or a grandmother?
No, we haven't heard that yet. Burns and Allen, 1937, yeah.
But we would like the people out in Radio Land to know that we took a vote, and we voted Mr. Brian Roberts as the least likely person to look like John Weikart.
So
he will be reading John's parts today, so you can just pretend like he is John Weikart. He's probably as good as a real item anyway.
Yeah, well, we deputized him, yes, indeed, to serve as Mr. Weikart. Well, I thought, there was a little bit different today. Colonel, maybe you should resign from WFHB so they could name a room after you. I can see it now. The WFHB Mike Kelsey Unisex Restroom.
Don't go there, Richard.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, Richard, before people begin to wonder if comedy, something like winter, is really in its last gasp, I'm pleased to say that we have persuaded Small Potatoes to leave their home in the wonderful climes of the Chicago environs to join us today.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am delighted to hear that. Now, what other good things do we have to look forward to?
Well, we got the band, the Firehouse Rounders, and and of course, the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the girls have something to tell us. Speak up now, girls.
what you want, 'cause no one will care when you die. The world keeps rolling by. Believe what you will when you're lying perfectly still when you die. Well, the world keeps rolling by. Oh, Lord, it's a quest to find a place that we find a sign, because it's only time before you step into the light,
step
my friend.
Step into the light.
Yeah, step into the light.
Step into the light.
Walk on through. Step into the light, yeah.
Step into the light.
Step into the light. 'Cause where we're going to reascend, it's a never-ending journey. Step into the light, my friend. Well, you can see what you want, but you see it through eyes that are blind. What you think you're gonna find. You see what you will as you're climbing up that hill, until you die and the world keeps rolling by. Oh Lord, it's a quest to find a place that'll show you a sign, 'cause it's only time before you step into the light.
Step into the
my
light,
my friend. Step into the light.
Step into the light.
Walk on through. Walk on through the
step
light.
Step into the light.
Uh-huh. Step into the light.
Step into the
friend.
Light.
'Cause where you're going, we ascend. It's a never-ending journey. Step into the light, to the light, to the light, my friend. Step into the light.
Step into the light.
Step into the light.
Step into the light.
Walk on through.
Step into the light.
Walk on through the light.
Step into the light.
Yeah. Where you're going to reascend, it's a never-ending journey. Step into the light.
Step into the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Step into the light.
Thank you.
Friends, do you see the light? Do you see the light? Yes, you know, you see the light. It's time for you to join Mr. Art Heckman. Step into that light. Follow us into the wonderful world of Bloomington, Indiana's fifth most exciting city.
Well,
go to Bean Town. Keep your quarters in your pants. Didn't know those parking police won't give you half a chance.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those Bean Town blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those Bean Town blues.
If you go to Bean Town, keep your money in your shoes. Avoid those student bars and their very pricey booze. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got those B-Town blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got those B-Town blues. This fella went to B-Town, he had a PhD. Now he's flipping burgers and writing poetry. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those B-Town blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those B-Town blues. Keep your money rather near. Always lock your car and avoid those urban deer. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those B-Town blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those B-Town blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got those B-Town blues.
Okay, Colonel Kelsey, we're on our way to B-Town. But, hey, where's our sound effects guru, Tony Brewer? Can we get there without him?
Ah, Tony. I fear, Richard, that Tony has fled the country with a bunch of wild women.
Again?
Even as we speak, he's calling a roller derby match in Toronto. But not to worry, Tony is being replaced in this show by his lovely and talented apprentice, the G-Man himself, Mr. Dan Silvaggi.
I presume that Dan has been fully trained by Tony?
Well, actually, this all came up kind of quick, and they didn't have time to complete the course.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Tony never got around to teaching Dan how to do deer. He taught him how to do chickens, of course. And chickens from Colorado. And ducks, and the great horned owl. But they didn't have a lot of time, so even though Dan can do the hyena, and a snow leopard, he really didn't learn how to do the fruit bat. Or a wildebeest.
It's party time, yeah! Yeah.
Dan learned how to do a collie and an English bulldog.
Old chap.
And a dachshund.
Ruff, my nail.
And even a beagle.
Ruff, ruff.
But he isn't up to doing French poodles yet.
Foo.
Does this mean we'll have to revise any of the skits?
Well, we've decided to throw out the one about the guy on the railroad bridge.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Dan learned how to do the sound of the train coming down the tracks. And the sound of the man leaping off the bridge. And the helicopter, piloted by the cat.
Meow.
On its way to rescue him, and he did okay with the helicopter crashing against the side of the mountain. But he didn't have time to get the man to get to the man landing in the water.
Splash.
Or the monsters coming up from deep to devour him.
Hello, lunch.
Anyway, he's right over there.
Hi, folks.
He's ready to do the sound effects, okay, but there is one other little thing.
And what is that?
Well, before he left, Tony showed Dan the box of apocalyptic sounds. But he warned him never to open it. But like any other normal person, Dan just couldn't stop thinking about that box.
Oh, boy.
I wonder what's in here. I mean, Tony's probably just trying to hide some of his trade secrets, but it couldn't possibly hurt just to open it a crack, I wouldn't think. I'll just take a little peek inside. I mean, really, what could go wrong?
Boy, those are sounds we should not unleash on the world.
Too late. On the sound effects today, please welcome Mr. Dan Silvaggi.
Yeah!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're pleased to announce the encore Firehouse Follies performance of this remarkable duo from Chicago. Please make welcome Jackie Manning and Rich Prezioso, famous throughout the known world as Small Potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Cherokee Bill from Cemetery Hill never said please, never said thank you neither. He was a one-man gang, sticking up banks, shooting any man lucky enough to be there. They'd round him up, slap on the cuffs, slam him in a cell, throw that key away. Oh, no. But sure as hell, Cherokee Bill will bust out of jail again in a couple of days. Cherokee Bill, Cemetery Hill, never sip tea, never touch soapy water. And the only dance he would ever know was a do-si-do with the deputy sheriff's daughter. They're tracking down in Prairie Dog Town, it took 100 men to make him near. They built a special cell for him, they reinforced the bars with plated steel. They used a heavy duty rope on him, strung him up, the devil was heard to say. We had him down here twice before, we're gonna kick him out of hell again in a couple of days. Cherokee Bill, Cemetery Hill, he's gone. He'll be back again tonight. We're gonna keep on sending him back to Mobile and finally get it right. Cherokee Bill from Cemetery Hill never said please, never said thank you neither. No, no. He was a one-man gang, sticking up banks, shooting any man unlucky enough to be there. They'd round him up, they'd slap on the cuffs, slam him in the cell, throw that key away. it sure as hell. Old Cherokee Bill will bust out of jail again in a couple of days. Cherokee Bill, cemetery hell, he's gone. He'll be back again today. We're gonna keep on sending him back to old Bill. Can finally get it right. We're gonna keep on sending him back to old Bill. Can finally get it right.
We promised ourselves we wouldn't talk, but yeah.
Can't play, must talk. Can't play, must talk, yeah.
Well, I have to put my finger picks on. So this is, we found ourselves writing only very truthful songs. And this, I think, holds the record as the most truthful song I ever wrote. It goes like... This. I had a terrible cold. I couldn't even breathe. I stopped a bit by dose. I coughing and sneezing. I drove to the pharmacy. I begged the druggist, help me please. What can I take to give me some relief? Now the druggist looks around at these shelves filled overflowing with these magical pills and potions, you know. He looks me right in my puffy little red eyes and he said, steam. You need steam. Pour boiling water in bowl and breathe deep. Have some chicken soup. Plenty of fluids. Herbal tea. Go home. Stay warm in bed. Get lots of sleep.
I knew that.
I knew it all along. I didn't need to read it in a book or hear it in a song. The wisdom of that old tried advice, you know, it cannot be denied, but it's those simple truths that seem to pass us by. Man, I was fat. I couldn't seem to lose. I scanned the bookstore shelves. I couldn't seem to choose. Atkins, Hollywood, Paleo, Fen-Phen. I implored the bookstore clerk, which diet plan is guaranteed to work? And she said, eat less. Exercise more. Do pushaways from the table. Get your butt out of the door. Watch those fats and sugars. Watch those chocolate malts and fries. Hey, don't eat so much. Get some exercise.
I knew that.
I knew it all along. Didn't need to hear no late night infomercial or some catchy little song. 3,500 calories per pound. Hey, even I can do the math. And the truth don't get much simpler than that. Told my shrink, my love life's ailing, and I don't know what to do. I read that book, Men Who Love Women Who Love Their Small Potatoes But Don't Love You. Okay, so I know that I'm from Venus, but this guy is from the moon. I need some psychotherapy, and soon. And she said, love more. Say those words each day. Be supportive. Be considerate. Hear what he's trying to say. Never go to bed angry, even if you're up all night. And don't slam that door without leaving on the lights.
Oh, I knew that.
I knew it all along. Didn't need to pay no $100 an hour or write this stupid song. There's no wisdom in the self-help sections of the bookstore shelves. That was not there already in ourselves. Yep, I knew that. I knew it all along. I didn't need to read it in a book or hear it in a song. The wisdom of that old trite advice, you know, it cannot be denied, but it's those simple truths that seem to pass us by. Yes, they do. It's those simple truths that seem to pass us by.
And now,
Small Potatoes would like to present to you the medley of our hit.
This is called The Waltz of the Wallflowers.
A dysfunctional duet.
Sitting, staring, walls aren't caring. I know no one. Why did I come
up?
Sorry. Oh, no. No one's sitting there. Oh, please feel free. You can take the chair. Oh, dear. I see. You don't want to sit to the other side. You're taking it. Oh, God. How embarrassing. Yeah. Right.
Side.
Who would sit by me? I wanna go.
Nobody knows or sees me.
It's not polite.
I can't leave soon.
Maybe I'll hide a while in the John. Oh damn,
room.
The door is locked.
Why did I?
It's too early.
Even come.
I can't go yet.
I don't know.
I should have sent them.
Anyone?
My deep regrets. I'm overdressed.
This was casual.
My hair's
this
all stiff.
Natural.
This tie is wrong.
My belt's too tight.
I hate these shoes. No one wears white. Punch.
My God, look at them all dancing.
Boring.
How do they do the romance thing? It's not for me. It will come naturally. I just can't move like that.
Boring.
Well, actually, I haven't tried. What's the
wait.
Sense? Shouldn't see
there by the fern.
Dance.
Who is that? Over there.
There.
She looks nice.
Shy.
Don't stare. Don't stare. She's not. Talking to anyone.
Poor
girls.
Guys.
Not having any fun.
Maybe I
could go over there. Should I just walk over? Geez, I don't know.
Don't stare,
don't stare. Oh crud, I'm sweating now, aren't
I?
This happens to me all the time. A nasty trick God plays on shy people. We're being selected out of the gene pool. This isn't fair.
I need some air.
But I don't care.
I really need some air.
I don't know what I'll say, but darn it anyway, I'm going over there.
Out of here. If I get out the door, then I can just keep going.
Where did she go?
Can you believe it's snowing? Gee, where is my coat? How would I get it back?
Did she go home? Damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, I've missed my chance.
Can't stay outside, I'll freeze.
I only thought she might want to dance with me. Oh, there she is. She looks so cold.
Oh, he's still here.
Oh, she was out.
I look so dumb.
Without her coat.
There's snow in my hair.
The snow looks lovely.
He's looking at me.
In her hair.
Me.
I'm going to do it.
Will he come here?
I'm going to go over there.
What should I do?
I'm going.
He's coming.
What will I say? All of you self-assured people, get out of the way. A waltz is playing.
waltz. I can handle the slow ones. Don't let it in.
What am I saying? This dance has not yet begun. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Why can't I get it right? I'm not dancing, I'm just walking. Have people stop talking. Go on, go on, go on. Don't blow this chance. Pardon me, miss, do you think I might have this dance? Okay, right.
Sorry, right. La.
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 La. La. La. La. La. Oops.
Sorry.
La.
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 La. Oh, no, wait.
One, two,
no,
one.
Wait,
one. What's two? Three, la, 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 we've got it now, la, 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 la.
Small Potatoes will be back later in the show, but now it's time for a word from our sponsor, Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Yes, friends, it looks like spring's here at last, and I'm sure most of you are looking forward to getting out to the old fishing hole. Remember, though, many schools of fish are still on spring break, and they're down there partying their little fins off. They're not going to notice regular bait. No, siree, they're not. That is why you need to take Gertie's stink bait on your next fishing trip. There is no way they can ignore that. And here is a famous celebrity to tell you all about it.
Hi, I'm Jackie Manning of Small Potatoes. Sure, we're a famous band. We've made untold numbers of world tours. But remember, we're into folk music, where you can earn tens of dollars and all the crow you can eat. And frankly, we're getting a little tired of crow. There's only so many ways you can cook it. But since we became Fiddlin' Joe's spokes artist, we take a great big pail of Gertie's stink bait along with us on every tour. Yes, we just pull into every body of water we see and we catch us a big mess of fish. It works for us, and so I'm sure it'll work for you, too.
That's Gertie's stink bait from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises. It works for small potatoes, so you know it'll work for you too.
I bet your life, your sweet wife, gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish will bite if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I like to relay. Many fish bite if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Everybody's fishing. I'm a going fishing too.
Gertie's stink bait can cause permanent damage to the olfactory nerves. Always decontaminate fish caught with Gertie's. Not available in states with environmental laws stricter than those in the state of Texas.
And now, it's time for a trip to the Bloomington of just a few years from now.
Wash my jinkers, wash my overalls. Going out tonight to really have a ball. From Martinsville to Bloomington.
Hey, Polly.
What is it, Clam?
Did you wash my jumpers and starch my overalls like I asked?
I did, Clam, but why? Are you going somewhere?
Not me. Us.
Huh?
We're going out tonight, woman, to really have a ball.
You mean the most exciting thing there is to do in Martinsville? Go to the laundromat and watch the clothes in the dryer? I don't know if I can stand the excitement, Clam.
Woman, Save. We're getting on a train, and we're going to Bloomington tonight. How does that sound to you?
Oh, Clem, we're going to Bloomington? The fifth most exciting city in Indiana? Oh, my God, I can't take it.
Well, couldn't afford a train to West Lafayette.
Well, let's get them jumpers and overalls on. Train will be leaving pretty soon.
Listen to the train coming down the track. Going to Bloomington where the urban deer all snack. From Martinsville to Bloomington.
Here she comes, Clem. She's tilting her belt to the left, though. And what's that haze?
Well, this here's the Cruisin' Flyer. This one's version number 3, but they say they're working on number 4 already. I can hear that the haze is caused by the group of crew members who work with the engineer.
Oh, the train council.
Well, some kind of council. They're always staying up half the night, squawking and carrying on, and the haze is because no one can ever figure out exactly what they're talking about.
Well, that makes sense, even if they don't. But I don't understand why we gotta go to Bloomington by train. Why can't we just take the pickup?
Well, you know, woman, when they put that new highway in, they ran out of money, and then they couldn't afford any off-ramps to Bloomington, so it's hard to get there by car. There's a train. Let's get on it.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Welcome to the Cruisin' Flyer Convention Center car. We'll be handing out free samples of local wines and unlimited peanuts as soon as we clear Martinsville. Excuse me, sir, are you from Martinsville?
Why, yes, sir, we are. How'd you know?
For clothes. Only guys from Martinsville board the train wearing starched overalls and recently washed jumpers.
We're going to Bloomington to really have a ball.
Oh, well, I'll have to ask you to move on to car 13. This is a special luxury car for people staying in the convention center. And the convention center isn't big enough to hold a bunch of Martinsvillians. You'll be happier in car 13 with your own kind.
Well, okay. Come on, Polly.
Corn dogs, get your corn dogs here. Only $30 for a corn dog.
Oh, Clem, can we get some corn dogs? I've always wanted to try one.
Don't be daft, woman. We're going to a real restaurant. Don't spoil your appetite on corn dogs.
A restaurant? In Bloomington, where they come to your table and ask you what you want? Oh, I wish we had one of those in Martinsville. Instead of all them fast food places. Which restaurant are we going to, Clem?
It's a secret, woman. I'm trying to surprise you on your anniversary. Just wait till we get there.
Clem, you old romantic, you.
Deep-fried Twinkies, only $30.
Don't even think about it, woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Martinsvillians, we have reached our terminal station in Bloomington. Please proceed to the Welcome Pavilion for VIP treatment. Martinsvillians, please proceed to the big barn over on the right, surrounded by the barbed wire fence. Remember that the fence has been electrified for our safety.
See the town all decked out in splendor. Gonna welcome you if you're a big spender from Martinsville to Bloomington.
Well, this here's the barn. Let's go on in.
Hey, you don't be cutting in line like that.
Oh, yeah? You gonna stop me? Just try.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bloomington, the fifth most exciting city in Indiana. Form a single line to pass through the weapons checkpoint, and then get your entry papers stamped at window 2.
Hey, a single line means you can't stand next to each other, idiot.
Does not.
Does too.
Does not.
Does too. Right, Mr. Colt.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Finally, here's the front of the line.
Good evening, sir. Please place all your weapons on the counter.
But you can't take my weapons. I'd be naked without them.
No, Clem, just do what he says. We've come all this way. Come.
Well, we're not going to keep them, sir. You'll get them back when you leave Bloomington. You'll have to check all your cigarettes, too. Except for the electronic type. The whole city of Bloomington is a designated non-smoking area. except for weed, of course.
Well, okay. Here's the guns. Hardly brought any at all. Ooh, forgot to put the safety on. You okay?
I mean, it's just a flesh wound, sir. Happens all the time. Now, take this receipt and show it when you leave the city. You'll get everything back then. Now, how about you, ma'am? Any weapons to deposit?
Me? Just what I can carry in my purse. Oh, and the AK-47 and the snub-nosed revolver stuffed here in my bra.
Oh, well, hand them over. Okay. You'll get them back when you leave. Ooh, oh, my. Bring in the forklift, boys. Couple of more cases to store. Oh, my goodness. Very well. Your entry papers and a signed guide are at the next window. Thank you for coming to Bloomington, and have a nice visit.
I don't know about this, Polly. I feel naked without my guns.
It's just for one evening, Clem. Now, we'll get everything back. Let's get our papers and go on into town.
Welcome to Bloomington, folks. Have a nice visit. Let me just stamp all your papers. Here's your entry papers. And remember, you are required to spend at least $50 during your visit. So save your receipts and turn them into us so you can leave.
Required to spend $50?
Is there an echo in here?
Echo.
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 With the prices in Bloomington, sir, you won't have a bit of trouble spending $50. We've been reliant on tourist income since IU cut everyone's hours to 15 a week to avoid health care payments.
So you're asking people who don't even live here to support you?
We are a destination city, ma'am. Fifth most exciting in the state, you know. And Bloomington residents are paying their share.
How?
Parking fees. We've got parking meters up in every garage and driveway in town. Everyone with a car pays. We even charge parking fees for walkers and baby strollers. Except at City Hall, of course. Now, this gentleman will be your guide while you're in Bloomington. We don't pay him much, so please tip generously. John, front and center.
Good evening, folks. I'm John, Associate Assistant Deputy Mayor number 731. I'll be your guide to the city and try and keep you out of trouble. We know you had a choice of exciting cities, and we'd like to thank you for taking the fifth.
Well, howdy, John. I'm Polly, and this here's Clem. I think it's ever so nice that the city would assign an associate assistant deputy mayor just for us.
Well, actually, there's not much else for an associate assistant deputy mayor to do. Where to, then? Well, we can go in my car. It's a certified low-carbon impact vehicle.
Cafe beer, please.
Right, right you are. Cafe beer, an excellent choice, I might say. Ah, here we are. Cafe beer.
Look, Clem, the door looks like a beer stein. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
good evening, and welcome to Cafe Beer, Bloomington's newest and most sustainable place to eat. Will it be two for dinner this evening?
Well, we have our guide John with us. A table for three, I think.
No. That is not necessary. He will sit over here at the Associate Assistant Deputy Mayor's table. So you will have more intimacy.
But you do have to pay for my meal, remember?
Oh, pardon. Excuse me one moment while I take this card. Cafe Beer, and Tian speaking. How can I help you? No, this is not Cafe Burf. That's a whole different show.
I mean, this is not Maurice.
No. I am not Maurice. I'm Etienne, and this is Cafe Beer. It is not where the elite meet to eat. It is where the duds come from, suds. Would you care to make a reservation?
Oh,
I see. Oh, you have no wish to come to an imitation. I assure you, we are not imitating anything. Merely, we are borrowing. Do you know the difference between an imitation and a parody, sir? Oh, you do? Oh, well, the same to you, fella. Barbarian. 1,000 pardons, monsieur and madame. Please to sit down. This is your menu? Every dish we serve utilizes beer.
Even the church key lime pie?
Oh, yes, on that we use a lime-infused porter to provide body. You will find it truly magnifique.
Let's see here. Soused berry steak, hoppy bunny rabbit, tipsy tater tots, and, hey, Clem, what about this one? Chicken and beer. Is the chicken fresh?
Is the chicken fresh? How can you even ask? It is so fresh, I personally had to slap it in the face only a few minutes ago. But see for yourself. Garçon, bring forth the chicken. Ah, behold, your chicken. For you, she has been in the back room drinking one last beer with her attendants. She is here of her own free will, as you can see, and is ready to become your dinner. You will try, no?
But that chicken's still alive.
Only for the moment. Behold, give the chicken one last electronic cigarette. Now, firing squad, assume your positions. Very good. Ready? Aim and fire. Oh. Exactly, blew those fools. How many times did I tell them you put the chicken next to the wall, then you line up before her and you shoot? Do they listen? Of course not. They stand in a circle and they shoot themselves, not the chicken. I knew I should not have hired that group from Trevlak to chicken assassins. But what can I do? No one in Bloomington would dream of killing a chicken. Oh, no. They have to have them as pets. Very well, I shall do this myself. Young chicken, meet Mr. Colt.
Oh, my God, ATM! You missed the chicken and shot the associate assistant deputy mayor.
Oh, him? Oh, not to worry. We will replace him and then, just name an auditorium after him or something.
I regret that I have but one life to give to my city. Hey, is this really my exit line? Who wrote this drivel?
Well, I'm not hungry anymore. Just bring us a pitcher of Bud Light and some day-old corn dogs.
Bud Light? How dare you insult my beautiful restaurant with the suggestion that we would sell Bud Light. We serve only beer here, monsieur. And for this, you must pay the ultimate sacrifice.
And me without my weapons. Oh, so long, Polly, old girl.
My baby's left me, died still in his shoes, enough to give a girl these doggone weary blues. My blue-eyed doll, he's gone away.
Now you've done it. You've up and killed my husband, ATM. Whatever will I do?
Polly, run away with me. We shall start a new life together.
But would that work? I mean, you being French and all? Could we even have children?
Well, actually, you see, I am not French. Truth is, I'm actually a Martinsville boy. Artesian, class of 72.
Well, I'll be. I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah, I knew you right off. Everyone called you Pretty Polly. What do you say, Polly? Run away with me?
Might as well. Hey, what's your real name?
Me? I'm Steve Voland.
Stevie Voland. Oh, yeah. I remember that night. Okay, Stevie, let's go, baby. We can use John's car. He won't be needing it now.
Pack my bags, throw them on the train. I'm leaving here and won't be back again from Bloomington.
to somewhere else.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big hand for the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Some nights I stay up cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, this is it, girls, this is war. I was never one to leave the hype. Say that on the black and white. Try hard as hard as half as I. But here I am again, Jack my side. And that's all right. I found a martyr in my bed tonight. He stops my bones from wondering just who I am, who I am, who I am. Who am I?
Some nights I wish that this all would end, 'cause I could use some friends for a change. And some nights I'm scared you'll forget me again. Some nights I always win,
I always win.
But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for?
Most nights I don't know. So come on.
So this is it. I sold my soul for this. Washed my hands of that for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. When I see stars, I just see stars. That's all they are. When I hear a song,
it sounds like this one. So come on.
Come on.
And the son that she called love. But then I looked into her nephew's eyes, and man, you wouldn't believe such amazing things that can come from such terrible lies.
Oh,
here's a tune that I, you know, my husband sort of challenged me to write the train, get out of jail, you know, bad luck overhang kind of tune. So this is what I came up with. And boy, was he mystified.
Come sit here beside me, darling, close to me. Where you going? Where have you been? Out there running free. While all along the roadside, tears come falling down in the darkness on the cheating side of town. Maybe you can tell me it's too late to tell a lie. What is this you can't resist? Why, baby, why? You won't know how it hurts me, 'cause I won't be around in the darkness on the cheating side of town. On the cheating side of town, the girls don't remember your name, but all the thrill buys the heartache just the same. I gotta let you down on the cheating side of town. Well, you say it doesn't matter, but it's not the same for me. Still, I know you can't let go, so I'll set you free. I'd rather lose you, darling, than tomorrow be found in the darkness on the cheating side of town. On the cheating side of town, the girls don't remember your name. Oh, but the thrill finds a heartache just the same. I gotta put you down on the cheating side of town. And I'm doing the right thing, putting you down, 'cause you're lost on the cheating side. On the cheating side, you're lost on the cheating side of town. Thank you. And he said, honey, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-mm. Go ahead, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 5 o'clock, and you're listening to WFHB Community Radio at 91.3 and 98.1 FM, and on the web at www.wfhb.org. Today's Firehouse Follies has been made possible by Ivy Tech Community College and the Friday Folk Concert Series. All right, now, I'd like to call your attention to the fact that there is a group here in town called Who's Your Darling? Sounds an awful lot like our girls. In fact, Who's Your Darling has put some CDs out at the door for those who wish to purchase them. Small Potatoes also has CDs available. But now, we take you to the operating room of a major hospital.
Start an IV drip on this man. Start. Now, where's that IV tech guy?
Doctor, we had an IV tech guy on this team, but he retired. Now he's going to be in charge of the drips in City Hall. None of us been able to find this poor patient's veins.
Oh, no IV tech guy? And you couldn't find a vein? Oh, this man could die without that drip. All right, it's time to call in the best.
You mean?
That's right. Penelope Pringle, vascular recovery nurse.
Stat.
I came as fast as I could, Doctor. What do you need me to do?
Ah, Nurse Pringle, we need an IV in this patient, and we need it 5 minutes ago. Our IV tech guys up and left us, and no one here has been able to find the patient's veins.
Patients, Doctor. All patients have veins.
Well, I hope so.
You just need to be patient enough to locate them. Let's see. Here. Oh, nothing visible. Guess I'll need to apply the cold rub. Oh, still nothing. Okay, we'll try the electrostatic vein inducer. Still nothing. This is a tough one. I am not surprised your normal methods failed. I'm going to try Fiddlin' Joe's secret mix of spices and herbs. I'll just dab a bit on here, and let's see what happens.
Oh my God, look at that! Veins popping up all over his arm!
Fiddlin' Joe's secret mix always works. Veins can't hide from it. We'll just jab this needle in here.
No!
And here we are. You can start that IV drip now, Doctor.
Well, once again, Nurse Pringle, you've saved the day. With the IV up and running, I'm sure the operation will be a success. And now we know we can get along without that IV tech guy.
Oh, don't be so sure of that. Wherever there's a weather vane that isn't working right, I'll be there. Wherever there's a vein of coal that needs mining, I'll be there. Wherever
Enough already. We saw that movie, too. Doctor, there's no need for thanks. This is what I do. That's my pager. I'm needed elsewhere.
Later that evening in the nurse's ready room.
Penny, dear, do you know that handsome Dr. Hunk's blood is flowing? He makes millions. You ought to marry him in a minute and retire.
Oh, Janice, how many times do I have to ask you not to use that nickname? I hate being called Penny. It makes me sound like I don't have any sense. Or that I'm really cheap. And besides, Dr. Hunk's just a drip.
Why do you avoid the doctors like you do? I mean, you know any of them would love to be able to put a procedure on you, if you get my drift.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, Janice. But no doctor in this hospital will ever get Penelope Pringle on his operating table. Oh, it's my pager. Speak of the devil, it's Dr. Hunk himself wanting to meet me in the staff lounge for a cup of coffee. I guess I better see what he wants.
Oh, Penny, you know what he wants.
Ha! In his dreams.
Penelope! Penelope, over here. Have a seat. I just wanted to let you know that after you were able to find that vein, the operation was a success. Unfortunately, we lost the patient.
He died? But that's terrible.
Oh, no. We just lost him. Nobody knows where he's gotten off to. The billing department's looking for him, though. We are. That aside, we owe you a great deal.
Doctor, I'm a vascular recovery nurse. Anything I can do to be of assistance makes me happy. When those veins pop up, I know I've been of assistance, and that, doctor, is why I went into medicine.
Oh, not for the money.
Money? Doctor, get real. I'm a nurse.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is, you know, one other thing you could do to be of assistance.
And what might that be, doctor?
Marry me, Penelope. You know I'm crazy about you. I'll divorce my third wife and we can run off together.
Your third wife, maybe, but how about your fourth and your fifth?
Oh, for you, sweet Penelope, I'll get rid of them all. We could be happy. We can go anywhere, except Tennessee. I've got a couple of exes there.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but that's the one thing I can't do. I could never love you, Doctor. It wouldn't work out.
No, but why, Penelope? Why? Why can't you love me like I love you?
Look at your arms, Doctor. What do you see?
Well, there's some hair. Makes me look more manly, I think. I ought to do something about that mole. And my veins, of course.
And that's the reason I can't love you, Doctor.
Because of the mole, I can have that removed.
No, because of your veins. You've got those honkin' big veins. I could never love a man with big, juicy veins like that. All the mystery is gone. There has to be something for me to find. And besides, Doctor, you're so vain, you probably think this skit is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
But why, Penelope? Why this obsession with veins? I can understand an obsession with fast cars or shoes, but veins?
It's a long story, Doctor. Going back to when I had just gotten my RN and was not yet a vascular recovery nurse. I was just a young nurse, and I was crazy about my boyfriend, Rick. He meant everything to me. Then one day, he gave me some news.
Penelope, I'll be checking into the hospital tomorrow. This surgery is the only chance I'll have to lead a normal life.
Oh, Rick.
After years on the waiting list, they finally found an earlobe donor, and it has to be done immediately. When everything is over, I'll be back in your arms again, and we'll have the rest of our lives together. And hopefully, our children will have normal earlobes.
Oh, Rick, I can't bear the thought of not being with you, even if you do look a lot like Mr. Spock. But we'll have such a good team of surgeons here that I'm sure your surgery will be successful.
Uh-huh. Let me guess. There were complications?
No. It was pretty simple. Huh? They couldn't find his veins. He died on the operating table during earlobe transplant surgery because they couldn't put in an IV.
Well, obviously, as you can hear, that must have been very horrible for you.
I was devastated. I resolved then and there that I would never allow something like this to happen again. I threw myself into my studies. I worked out daily. I spent hours in the library researching veins. I went to vein gurus all over the world to receive their wisdom.
All of life is circular. Blood flows, medicine drips, and always there are veins. You can trust me. I am a vein guru.
And finally, I reemerged as Penelope Pringle, vascular recovery nurse. And I have worked ceaselessly since then to find veins on even the most difficult patients. And that's why I could never love you, Doctor. As attractive as you and your offer might be, the man I love will be one whose veins are not obvious. I thrive on the challenge, and big honkin' veins like yours are boring to me. I hope you understand that this is nothing personal.
Oh, Penelope, I could have been so happy with you. We could have taken a 3-hour tour. And if you ever decide to recover, to reconsider, you know where to find me.
I'm sorry, Doctor. You could never be special to me. It's my pager. I'm needed in operating room 3, stat. Farewell, Doctor. I'm off yet again in quest of a hidden vein. And I'll find it. Because I am Penelope Pringle, vascular recovery nurse.
Farewell, my beloved. May your quest not be in vain.
Ladies and gentlemen, are we having a good time? Yes, we are. All right, so let's have more fun with our fine house band, the Firehouse Rounders. Now, please welcome Mr. Art Heckman.
Thirty-some years ago, my wife and I moved in with my mother to take care of her as she descended into Alzheimer's disease. A couple years later, when I left the old hometown to come back to Bloomington, I made this song. Mama, we know you gave and gave everything you had to offer, and the little you could save never filled your meager coffer. You asked for nothing in return. That's a lesson we all could learn. Mama, we'd like to pay you back, pay you double, just to thank you for your trouble. Times were hard and times were good. You took it all so calmly, doing everything you could in the shelter of your family. You never saw yourself as poor, never thought to ask for more. Mama, we need to pay you back, pay you double, just to thank you for your trouble. Now our fingers trace the lines. Time has etched across your features as we count the countless times that you figure in our futures. Names and faces slip away, and you won't remember a word we say. Mama, how can we pay you back? Pay double. How can we thank you for your trouble? Thank you.
Seriously underfunded community radio station. Hey, remember our fund drive starts April 4th, okay? We continue to pursue our policy of bringing you the most relevant, up-to-date shows we can find. Often that goal is accomplished at the personal expense of our heroic volunteer producers, as you will see when we join heroic producer Richard Fish on his quest for the perfect radio reality show. In today's show, we join Richard somewhere in the hills and valleys near the Bloomington environs as he pursues members of the Dumb Cluck Dynasty.
Be kind to your web-footed friends, for that duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to your friends in the swamp, where the weather is very, very dumb. You may think that this is the end, but in truth it is just the beginning. Sit back in your seats and relax, and very soon you will find yourself grinning.
Oh, wow. Oh, this terrain is really tough going. Seems like we're way out in the boonies. Just where are we, guide?
Well, kind of hard to say. I lost my bearings on that last hill, and we should be finding a dumb cluck soon, though. I'm the best guide in these parts, and they're just a bunch of dumb clucks.
Well, I hope it's not the...
Duck!
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting ducks. Where's the duck? Where did that dwatted creature go?
You're despicable. Despicable, I tell you. This is one duck you'll never catch.
Stop! Stop, you dwatted duck. It's duck season, and I will chase you down and have you for my dinner.
Oh, dinner, huh? So, thanks for the invitation. What's on the menu?
Oh, well, there's mashed potatoes.
Hey, put that gun down, and we'll have a further conversation about it.
All right, I'll set it right here.
Yeah, very good.
Well, there's mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And cabbage.
Yes.
And corn.
Yes, it seems a little light. What else?
Well.
Yes.
We're also planning.
Uh-huh.
Free-range duck.
Duck!
I'll get you, you astley duck.
Stop, I say. Hey, which way did that funny-looking guy go with the shotgun? I sent Muskrat, Musky Muskrat, and Vincent Van Gopher out looking for him. But I don't think they're going to catch him.
Well, I think we saw the gentleman in question, sir, but wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Deputy Mayor Dog, and I work with Sheriff Mark Kay to keep this part of the county peaceful. And who do you think you are?
Well, this here's a Richard Fish, Deputy Dog, and he's with some radio outfit over in Bloomington. And
they have one
he's
of those
out looking for the Dumb Cluck Dynasty folks. Hmm. He wants to do a reality show about them.
Media person, huh? Uh-huh. In that case, maybe I'd better stay with you. People always tell me I have the perfect face for radio.
I can see that. Fortunately, the radio audience can't.
Hey.
The more the merrier, anyway. Well, look, tell me more about these dumb clucks. Now, why do you think they're so perfect for a radio show?
Well, the Dumb Cluck Dynasty runs a wildly successful business called Commander Cluck, which makes various foul products. They're headed up by their patriarch, Will Bothersome, and his brother Guy. And there's so many kids and grandkids and such that people has lost count. Will is an intensely devout man, though, dedicated to following the teachings of Billy Ray Lama, the youngest and least known nephew of the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, well, he sounds like a fine, upstanding citizen. Not really a radio reality hero.
Well, you see, he's in a battle with the Shorter Ridge Gang to consolidate his hold on the area.
Oh.
And that could be the title of your show, Dumb Cluck Dynasty versus the Shorter Ridge Gang.
Hmm.
Shorter Ridge Gang made their fortune with truffle-sniffing pigs, trained bears, and a junkyard.
Yeah, and the sheriff and I have had our eyes on those folks for a long time.
Okay, the Dumb Clucks, the Shorter Ridge Gang, and the deputy here.
Yeah.
Any other crazy people I should know about?
Hey, I represent that remark.
Well, you know, there is the Naked Pentecostal Hippies.
Naked Pentecostal Hippies? What, missionaries? Are they door knockers?
Well, more like bear knockers. Pretty interesting story about how they got here. Oh, look, over there. Here's our local balladeer. You want him to tell you about it?
Hey, almost anything would be better than this script.
I was thumbing my way down to Bloomington, standing on the side of the road, when a car pulled over and a voice cried out, "We'll take you where you want to go." I jumped inside, but to my surprise, they were naked as a poor man's toes. It was a tight situation when the whole congregation said the devil was in my clothes. 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac, brothers and sisters shouting in the back, elders in the front, choir in the trunk, 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac. The sermon that morning was on Adam and Eve in the ways of the dreadful snake. Everybody was clapping when the preacher pointed at me. My body began to shake. I threw off my shirt and my shoes and my socks, my jeans and my PVDs. We were all in the new, shouting hallelujah, singing "Somebody Touch Me." 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac, brothers and sisters shouting in the back, elders in the front, choir in the trunk, 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac. We had the cruise controls at the 55 when the pokey got on our tail. God decided and his eyes got wide and the siren began to wail. We ran off the road toward the tree of life, for the future was looking bleak. We hung on and prayed everybody was saved, cause we all knew how to turn the other cheek. 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac, brothers and sisters shouting in the back, elders in the front, choir in the trunk, 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac, 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac, brothers and sisters shouting in the back, elders in the front, choir in the trunk, 20 naked Pentecostals in a Pontiac.
19 Pentecostals in a Pontiac.
I, you know, you know, I'm beginning to think that you've been less than totally honest with me.
Hey, I'm just reading the script.
Well, that explains it.
But look, it's the Naked Pentecostal Hippie Chick herself.
Oh. Hi there. I'm Jackie. Are you guys talking about me?
But you're butt naked.
Well, duh. Which part of Naked Pentecostal Hippie Chick did you not understand?
Hippie? Do you really live out here, exposing your buttocks in the boondocks? How many of you are there?
Well, actually, there's me and my old man are the only ones left. But it works for us. We commune with nature. We worship as we see fit. We grow some killer weed. And every now and then we go into town and we knock on a few doors just to stay true to the nature of that Pentecostal thing.
Yeah, well, I see it all clearly now since you moved away from that bush. I hear there's some turf wars going on up here. Now, are you a part of that?
no, that's not our thing. It's hard to be involved in a war if you're not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, we turn the other cheek.
You got plenty.
But we're a bit worried about that, you know. Some of the guys around here are positively Neanderthal. If you see them, tell them if they don't bother the naked Pentecostal hippies, we won't seduce their grandchildren.
That sounds fair enough. I'll be sure to pass on your message. Wow, she disappeared. Just like that. Hey, maybe you are telling me the truth.
Well, you bet your bippies I am.
Actually, I'd rather bet the hippies' bippies.
Hey, watch what you say. We don't appreciate risque language.
Look, over there. It's the Dumb Cluck Dynasty gang themselves.
Oh, wow. Wow, I've never seen beards that long. It's a wonder they don't trip on
them. Well, the beards are for the tourists. The only thing they're likely to trip on is their lines.
Hey, Stanley. I haven't seen you for a while. Who's your friend?
Stanley?
Oh, that's just what he calls everybody. Saves having to remember their names.
Dr. Living?
Howdy, Will. Been a long time. This here's my buddy Richard. He's a big-time radio producer in Bloomington. Come out here to talk to you guys about doing a reality show for his station.
Bloomington, huh? Place where they got all those computers and smartphones and all that technology making my grandkids into a bunch of yuppies. No, sir. I don't care for it. Don't care if it was selected the fifth most exciting city in Indiana. Still costs way too much to park there.
Well... Now, before you go putting Bloomington down, Will, remember that all them folks who've got chickens and other farm animals in their backyards are a big part of your market.
Yeah, Dad. And remember that our inventory and our marketing campaigns and everything else at Commander Cluck is run by computers. Without computers, we wouldn't have any more money than those naked Pentecostal hippies.
If I had a computer, maybe I could catch all the varmints around here.
Well... Billy Joe Lama teaches that technology must be our servant, Stanley. If we let it run our lives, then our lives won't have any meaning. Don't you think I'm as dumb as I look, boy?
No one can be that dumb.
I've got a master's degree in underwater basket weaving, and I've learned a lot about the world before I found Billy Ray Lama and this land down here. Set up this Dumb Cluck dynasty in my mission to become a true benefactor to the feathered friends. I've made life better for millions of ducks. And chickens. And geese. Even a few peacocks. I said peacocks.
Hey, man, Tony really didn't show me how to do the peacocks. I, you know, sorry.
Yeah, he didn't really teach you how to do ducks, chicken, or geese either. Well, by gum, I'm proud of what I've done.
Now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute here. We've gone half a page, and I haven't had any lines. That's a clear violation of my contract.
Well, stop complaining, or I'll arrest you. This auditorium's named for me, so I should get the best lines anyway.
Now, speaking of lines, have you made any progress with that hawk call?
Hawk call? Now, what's that got to do with my lines?
Nothing. It was just a device to keep the story moving. The hawk call is meant to keep predators away from the flocks. If a coyote hears it, he'll think there's hawks in the neighborhood, and he'll get the heck out of there.
Problem with it now, Dad. It's too successful.
Too successful? Now, how can that be?
The prototype was so realistic that 7 or 8 hawks responded to it. They saw the chickens and carried them off.
Well, that's a disaster. We're here to protect nature's helpless creatures, not to endanger them. Get it fixed. Stanley, you wanted to talk about radio? I like radio. It's low tech.
Yeah. Then you'll really like WFHB. It's not only low tech, it's low brow.
I've noticed. But please, why don't you all come to the house for some victuals? We'll make our important decisions over dinner.
Can I come too? I've been chasing varmints all day, and I'm really hungry.
Sure, Stanley, you can come along. Here we are. Please, come in. Come in and sup with us.
Oh, wow.
This is your little house. It's bigger than our convention center.
Really, it cost a pretty penny, but it was worth it. We need to live like rich people so folks don't forget who's who in these parts.
Who's who? Is that a new owl call?
I shall ignore that.
Thank you.
The only reason it's in the script is that they needed to give you some more lines.
Well, it is in my contract.
Hey, how about me? I'm supposed to have more lines too, you know.
Hey, you be quiet. The room's named after you. That ought to be enough.
Miss Stanley, I brought my new friend, Stanley, here for dinner. He wants to put us on the radio. Now, what do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I think anything you want, Will. You are the patriarch of this house, and we'll follow you wherever you lead us.
As long as it's profitable.
And I get to be even more famous than I am now.
Fame is a fleeting thing, Deputy. Come right on in, friend. We're always happy to have visitors. I'm Miss Faye, and this pretty thing here, she's Miss Sally. We think she's related to somebody in the family, but there's so many of us now, it's hard to keep track of who's who. Hope you like okra. Today's a vegetarian day.
Vegetarian day?
Is there an echo in here?
Echo.
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 No, it was just time for me to say something. I'd been another half page since I had a line here.
Now, Billy Ray teaches us that it's okay to eat meat every other day. But when we don't eat meat, we should be vegetarians. So, of course, we never eat duck or chicken. Ain't that right, Will?
You bet that's right. Mm-hmm. Stanley, when I was living in the city, I sunk about as low as a man can go. Miss Stanley, well, here she left me, and I was hitting the KFC places pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
One night after a big chicken dinner, there I was, lying in the gutter with feathers covering my face, when I saw clearly that I had a mission. A mission to protect the harmless feathered tribes from the violence caused by selfish humans. Well, I straightened right up, moved out of there, found Billy Ray Lama. And the rest, well, it's history. We get what we can at the Arby's Roadkill A-Go-Go, or we try to stick to some urban deer, or we would if the folks in Bloomington would let us shoot them.
Well, that's commendable, I'm sure. Look, tell me a little bit about these turf wars. I understand you're feuding with the Shorter Ridge Gang?
That's right, we are, and that's the truth. We think they're disgusting. They operate a junkyard and wander around without shirts.
Well, there is that one cute one.
Yeah, well, they have that truffle-sniffing pig who does all the work for them, all that dirty work. You know they're exploiting that pig. It's Billy Ray Lama that teaches us that we're all one. And whatever we do to one of us is the same as if we did it to ourselves, too. Mm. And that means that we should respect other folks' lifestyles and all. Mm. And accept everyone. And we do. We think everyone should be able to marry whoever they want. That is, well, just with one exception.
And just what might that be?
Well, it'd be musicians. You got to keep a close eye on musicians.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, how are you carrying out this war? Do you shoot at each other or set booby traps? Or
booby traps? Now, here, listen. We're not feuding with that naked Pentecostal hippie chick.
Oh, too bad. That means no exciting car chase scenes or shootouts or anything like that. Well, what do you do then?
Well, we have spelling bees.
That's right.
That's the civilized way to reconcile one's differences.
Yes, it is.
No violence.
Dad! Miss Faye! Come quick! The guys from Shorter Ridge are here, and they say they want to talk. Look, it's Jerry and Elvis Bob.
Now, see here, Stanley, you got no right busting in on us like this.
No, you don't understand why we're here, Will. We're not looking to start nothing.
Jerry Shorter, I wouldn't trust you for one minute.
It's like this. Elvis Bob here's sweet on your Sally.
Ooh. Oh, I am. Oh, really, I am. Thank you very much.
And I think your Sally's a bit sweet on him, too. Isn't that right, Sally?
Oh, Miss Faye, he's my dreamboat. I just think he's so cute with that ducktail haircut. Can I marry him, Miss Faye, please? We won't hurt nobody. He's my little hound dog.
Thank you very much.
Well, can two different families even have children together?
Jerry, that's a good question. I don't know. We've never tried.
Well, it'll take some doing, but this would be a union between our families, Will. We could live in peace.
We'll give the pig a raise, and we'll see the bears have health insurance.
Dental, too?
Of course, dental, too. We'll sign them up on the Affordable Bear Health Care website as soon as they wake up from hibernating.
Now, hold on a minute. Here, Stanley, just hold on. Stanley here's come to talk to us about doing a reality radio show. If we call off the feud, we don't have no show. Think of the money we could lose.
Well, we don't have to have a real feud. We can have a pretend one, right, mister?
Sure.
I mean, this is only radio.
Yeah, sure, that's no problem. Look, it'll be a lot more interesting if we can write it. Surely we could afford to pay someone with talent instead of our usual hack writers.
Oh, I want to be in it. And don't call me Shirley.
Look, we can do most of the recording in our studio, where it's cheaper and more comfortable. Okay, let's make a deal.
It's settled then. We're out of Jeopardy.
The family feud is over.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? We can all just get along, if the price is right.
The WFHB Gospel Girls.
Take a thought, hold it there, change the picture in your mind. Keep the thought where you left it. Oh, take a step to lead you there, to the dream you wait to find. Be the first to believe it. Oh, stuck in a life you don't want. Leave the past behind. Change your thoughts and you change the world. Shine the light that you find to shine. And every day now, you'll find your way how to find what you're living for. Take a chance, take a stand. Take your life into your hands. Follow the passion inside you. Oh, keep the right, lose the wrong. Keep that vision burning strong. The future where dreams come true. Oh, stuck in a life you don't want. You've got to leave it all behind. Change your thoughts and you change the world. Shine the light that you find to shine. And every day now, you'll find your way how to find what you're living for. It's a new day, come face to face. Sometimes the world seems so unfair, but it's a heartbreak when you can't find your way. Deep in your heart, there's the power, the healing is there. Stuck in a life you don't want. You've got to leave it all behind. Change your thoughts and you change the world. Shine the light that you find to shine your truth. Turn the key to unlock the door. And every day now you'll find your way how. What you're living for. Change your thoughts and you change the world. Change your thoughts and you change the world. Change your
Thank you. Well, you know, we're going to have a... Last time we tried to have our first CD release, and Mother Nature had an argument with us. And
snowstorm.
It snowed. Yeah.
Really big.
Well, we had it, kind of.
We did have it. Thank you.
We
did come out on Valentine's Day.
Some of my friends got really drunk and came anyway. But we're going to have a CD release on Friday at Players. We'll invite you all to come down there, and we have a few sneak ahead of time CDs.
Yeah, the Players Pub. Players Pub.
And we're pretty tickled, too, because in May we're going to play Hoosier Prime over at the Brown County Playhouse with Tim Grimm. And we thought, well, let's see if we can find a real religious tune to go into that show.
Yeah, very
sacred. I didn't think that
sacred
John wrote many really religious tunes, but we found one.
John Prine wrote this one. Well, I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, Indiana. Hello, Waikiki. Just stepped down from the airplane when I heard him say, waka waka nuka licka, waka waka nuka licka. Would you like a lay?
Yeah.
Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kikapuka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from a pineapple out on Honolulu Bay. Steel guitars all playing while I'm talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, okie doke, make a wish and wanna poke. Words I understand.
Yeah.
Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kikapuka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear.
Don't hear that every day.
Well, I bought a lot of junk with my moolah. Sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance the hula. Well, I guess I should have known. When you start talking to the sweet wahini, walking in the pale moonlight. Okanoka water said a rocka rocka sispumbaka. I hope I said it right.
Oh.
Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kikapuka maka wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear.
All right, everyone. Now let's welcome back our special guests, Small Potatoes.
Well, golly, how do you follow that song? I love this song. I love to sing this song. It's an old cowboy song. Spanish is a loving tongue, soft as music, light as spray. 'Twas a girl I learned it from, living down Sonora way. Now I don't look much like a lover, yet I say her love words over. Oft times when I'm all alone, mi amor, mi corazón. The nights that she knew where I'd ride, she would listen for my spurs and fling that big door open wide and flash those laughing eyes of hers. And how my heart would nigh stop beating when I'd hear her tender greeting, whispered soft for me alone, mi amor, mi corazón. The moonlight on the patio, old Senora nodding near, me and my love talking low so the madre wouldn't hear. And how the hours would go flying, all too soon I'd hear her sighing in her little sorry tone, adios mi corazón. Came the night I had to fly for a foolish gambling fight. I had to say a swift goodbye on that black, unlucky night. And as I loosed her arms from clinging, I heard through the horse hooves ringing, as I gallop north alone, adios, mi corazón. Haven't seen her since that night. I can't cross the line, you know. Well, she was Mex and I was white. Like as not, it's better so. And yet I always sort of missed her from that last sad night I kissed her. I left her heart and I lost my own. Adios, mi corazón. Left her heart and I lost my own. Adios, mi corazón.
Thank you. What's that? Oh, thank you.
Well, we're not supposed to do this, but we're going to actually do two of the same kind of genre songs.
We actually had a different song in mind, but, you know, being a live radio show, we're running a little overtime, so we're going to do this song.
It has a little sing-along part for you. I hope you'll join us at the appropriate time.
All right. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Big old prairie moon hanging high up in the sky. Makes the doggies moo, makes the cows cry. How I love that prairie moon. How that big old prairie moon. In the bright neon lights of New York City, pale little moon don't hardly show it, so it starts to roll in its way westward, hurting up the stars as it goes. Hurting up the stars as it goes.
By the time it gets to the western prairie, it's gathered up more stars than you can count. And a shining light fills out the whole darn sky. It's big and bright and bold and white and oh so round. Ooh, yip dee 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 dee, that big old prairie moon. Big old prairie moon hanging high up in the sky. Makes the doggies moo and it makes the cows cry. Ooh, I love that prairie moon. Ooh, that big old prairie moon.
Make them cry now. Poor little doggie crying.
Moo, 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 moo.
I'm so far away from
moo,
home.
Moo, 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 moo. He's got himself a partner in that big old prairie moon. Holds him in its loving arm beams till the morning comes. That big old prairie moon hanging high in the sky.
Makes the doggies moo and makes the cows cry. Yeah.
Ooh, I love that prairie moon.
Oh.
That big old prairie moon.
Potatoes, and we are very, very glad they were able to come today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, join me in making welcome Bloomington's fifth most exciting storyteller, Arbutus Cunningham.
I knew I was. Is this thing working?
Yes.
What is wrong with it? It's tarred. I knew I wasn't the fourth most exciting, on account of they don't let me have a music stand anymore. It's a terrible thing. I didn't like that mic. I was trying to listen out of it all night long. I couldn't hear a mumbly squat. Thank you. Don't laugh. You know how that upsets me. Last night the eagle child cried out in his sleep, strange words in a strange language. So he can speak, or perhaps it would be better to say he has the knowledge of speech sealed in his mind, as a spring is sometimes sealed by a fall of boulders. Who can say what troubles a seal his tongue? Even if he could tell me, I would not understand his language. I would not know who his people were or what name his mother gave him. He stumbled into the mouth of the cave a week before old Adena died, drawn, no doubt, by the fire's light and the smell of food. Seeing the small shadow crouched at the edge of the fire, Adena said, "It is my death that comes." But it was only this boy with matted hair and a ragged tunic that had once been blue. For 3 days I had them both to tend, and the fire as well. Adena knew in her heart she was dying. As she weakened, the boy recovered, enough to take a turn sitting beside her, moistening her lips during the day so that I could sleep. He helped me wash and wrap her body and carry it heavy with its death to the meadow where we built the pyre. When the flames no longer leapt and blazed, he blew on a bone whistle tied to a thong around his neck. Kyoo, 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 a thin, high keen. And the sky answered, kyoo, kyoo. A pair of eagles circled above us, soon joined by a third. My own people cherished the bright blue kingfisher and the jeweled hummingbirds who brought us news of the unseen world. We woke in soft mornings to the music of doves. Eagles only came into the valley to steal lambs, so we thought them thieves and did not honor them. Still, that day I was grateful for their attendance, and the boy has a clear bond with them. I have seen him carry a fresh-killed rabbit out to the field of tumbled boulders and blow on the bone whistle once, twice, three times. Always the eagles come. You people whose eyes have found these words I write, my name was Mallard. I was a river valley man, born to the house of dreamers. My people numbered nearly 5,000. We lived in the wide, fertile apron of land, 6 miles north of the great river. Many years we lived there. The bones of my grandfather's grandfather are buried in the roots of an oak close to Deep Spring, where the wild flax bloomed. The valley was our home. We belonged to it, the way birds belong to the sky and fish to the quick water. We grew corn and beans. We tended orchards of apples and cherries. We raised the small gray and white sheep whose wool was spun and woven by the Blue House people. My wife was a Blue House person. Her name was Heron. Her hands made this gray blanket with the white border that tells the story of how Otter stole the moon. We were rich in stories, rich in songs, rich in joy. In late summer, the corn people made good beer. Oh, how fine to drink beer, to sing foolish songs and dance by starlight. All this wealth is gone now. A hard winter, long and bitterly cold, clogged the valley with snow, deep and thick. Spring brought only rain. Even Adena, oldest of all, could not remember a wetter nor a wilder spring. It seemed the world was made of water. In the second month, the sky cleared briefly, long enough for my cousin Oak and me to trek with Adena to the seed corn cave high in the hills, 3 miles from the village, where dried apples and beans were also kept. We made a fire. Adena sang the dry ground dream of summer, but there was no dry ground outside the cave. A great storm blew up black and fierce that evening, drying even the crows before it like so many dead leaves. Thick sheets of rain poured down, poured, I say, and did not stop. Deep in the night, a low, angry rumble grew and grew to a roar that echoed on and on. These things are hard to write, harder to know. In the morning, Oak and I slid down the trail from the cave, 100 feet or so, to a rocky promontory that gave a view of the valley. Only there was no valley. There was only gray, rushing water far below us. The river had taken the land. Oak dropped to his knees and retched. As soon as he could, he left to look for survivors and did not return. It is late. The inkstone I am using to write these words is nearly gone. The eagle child grinds corn on the old metate close to the fire. We have sheltered here, he and I, 4 months. Now winter is coming on. The air grows colder, and the river still runs through my home, the home of all my dreaming. Tomorrow morning we will seal the cave and make a track over the hills to the sea to search for kindness at the hearths of strangers. Oh, you people from a distant time, may the food stored here strengthen you. May your hearts remember those who once lived here. We took joy from life. The river swept us all away.
And that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to our underwriters, Ivy Tech Community College and the Friday Folk Series. Thanks to Small Potatoes for joining us today. And to the Gospel Girls, Kathy Norton, Suzette Weekly, Sarah Flint, and Ginger Curry. The Firehouse Rounders were Tom Townsend on fiddle, Small Potatoes, Rich Prezioso on guitar, Kevin McDowell on piano, Jamie Reed on drums, and Ron Kadish on bass. Our music director was Mr. Richard Torstrick. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Mike Leonard, Brandy Roberts, Brian Roberts, Becky Staff, Hondo Thompson, and that John Wyckart lookalike guy. With honorary Unusual Suspect Jackie Manning. Mr. Dan Silvagi provided sound effects. Arbutus Cunningham appeared courtesy Arbutus Cunningham Industries. House sound was provided by Jim Lang and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. And our technical crew was made up of Marion Conaty, Ian Winningham, Catherine Anders, Dan Withard, Emily Jackson, and Eliza Ackerbergs, with Caleb Winningham serving as studio engineer. Today's show was written by Mr. Stephanopoulos and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street Home for Nearing and Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G. Menzelvagi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Pickle. For WFHB, I'm Brian Roberts, reminding you to save the date for June 1st for the next WFHB Firehouse Follies.